never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Huh. Never heard of it.
And this Johnny Bull that she's... She printed them off from your father's singing in about 1917.
If I get married in the home of Johnny Bull, what a bit filled their glasses and drank them women full. The toasted drank a sin, it told the British brave, to the champion of the world for and an overwin. That Uncle Sam old up and looked across the main. Is that old bull here bellowing out again? And does he not remember the giant in the pond that used to play with lightning when the day's work was done? Or is it yet it was in Mary England or in the bloom of spring, when a brave British hero stood ready in the ring to fight with noble heathen or a gallant son of Troy, and to try the British muscle on the brave Venetia boy? There was to have a flag that flew it all the ring. On the English was a lion ready for a spring. On the Yankee was an eagle and a terrible bird she was. She held a bunch of thunderbolts securely in her claws. The copper being thrown out, it was then the fight began. The 2-1 on Sears, the bet came rushing in. They fought like noble heroes till one received a blow, and the red crimson tide of the Yankee mode did flow. First blood for Johnny Bull and the British shout for joy. We cheered our noble heathen, our gallant son of Troy. A tiger rose it in him and it lightened in his eye. Since why the way old England, what Tommy mind you why? That last round of all that this world can ever be. This son of Uncle Sam, old champion I did beat. A fellow looked upon him as he held him in the air, and from it grasped me through him, that made old England stare. Now Uncle Bull remember old Bunker Hill of old. Likewise at Lake Erie, it was there you cried to bold. Remember too at Yorktown, t'was there we made you sigh. Then beware of a Yankee muscle, Johnny Bull, mind you eye. Now all of you brave Yankees that have fame and fortune made, look upon this lofty eagle and never be afraid. May the Union stand forever and our flag be unfurled. What a star-spangled banner for proudly all the world.
Oh, that's a great song. Where do you suppose your father learned that?
I don't know. But I sang it a little different now. No, no, they haven't been here.
You remember it a little different than she has
yes,
it written
I
down.
Have it.
Well, you sang it for me yesterday.
Why did I sing it? I sang it differently. Tell which one, she had a bunch of thunderbolts, gentlemen of claws, I say, she had a bunch of thunderbolts, describing security in a claw. Don't they say she had a bunch of thunderbolts, she held them in a claw. If she held a bunch of thunderbolts, well, then that's what held them. I say security in a claw.
Yeah.
She held a bunch of thunderbolts, security in her claw.
Yeah.
Secure, that would be after that, describe it out.
Mm.
I should say that's a verb. I should say because it described how she held it.
Right.
A verb described everything.
Do you remember this one? These are just the ones that she had copied down.
Oh,
and that
I, well, I, let's see.